Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother Tupos, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. So, I am standing outside a Roman Catholic church building. Happen to be in central Wisconsin right now, but we travel the country. I want to do this quick audio because we're putting up a testing that says Roman Catholic Church exposed. It deceives millions and millions, almost a billion, I guess, people around the globe. Why do we stand against the Roman Catholic Church? Now, to be fair, we stand against the evangelicals, the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, the Anabaptists, any man-made flavor that's outside of the truth of Christ. We stand against it. But today's topic is Roman Catholicism. Well, let's start. It was not ordained by Jesus Christ in the first century. They'll try to tell you Peter was the first pope. Absolute lie. Peter said, "I am a fellow elder." Yeah, look it up in the Bible. It's true. The gospel they preach, okay? Let me go back. The Roman Catholic Church didn't really start till centuries after Paul and Jesus and John and Peter walked the face of the earth. The gospel that they preach is a works-based, man-made tradition gospel that includes confession to priests, praying to Mary, doing the sacraments, attending Mass. None of this is in the scriptures. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. They are teaching a bunch of man-made traditions. The gospel they preach is not Christ shed blood for the remission of sin and repentance from all false ways and sin, to be born from above, to walk in holiness and obedience in all your ways, and to endure in the faith. About the only thing they have right there is Catholics do believe you have to endure in the faith. That's about the only thing they have right, because they corrupt the blood of Jesus. They turn it into a false thing, which it is not, saying it's in literally in the bread, literally in the wine, blood, and body. That just is not true. That's not what the Bible teaches at all. So the gospel they preach is absolutely false. They teach their truth comes from the magisterium, tradition, and God's word. When the Bible teaches us that God's word is our tradition and truth. And anyone that's a leader, part of the leadership, has to follow the word of God. The popes make up their own ways. They're constantly inventing new things. So the gospel they preach is false. You're not born again when you're baptized as a baby as a Catholic. You are born again when you repent and obey God. Acts 5 says he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. So their gospel's wrong. They invented and keep and practice pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. Good Friday's a lie. Jesus didn't die on Friday. Why? He said he'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights. Jesus is not a liar. There's no way you can get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning. No, Jesus died Wednesday and he rose on Saturday because he's our Sabbath rest. The evangelicals and all the church places practice the same system with the Roman Catholics. It's false. They keep pagan holidays. False gospel, false founding, pagan holidays that aren't true. Christmas is not God ordained. They invented it by merging paganism. I have articles on all of this at my teaching blog, by the way. We'll put some links up for the gospel and the 10-point test. I also have a link where I compare the Roman Catholic Catechism right to the Word of God, 10 points, and I show you how false the Roman Catholic Church is right from their own catechism. You will not find salvation in the Roman Catholic Church. You must repent and come out of the Roman Catholic Church to find eternal life. So false gospels, pagan holidays, a false founding. Roman Catholics are notoriously worldly. They do all of their little sacraments, their little man-made religious things. I'm looking at a big giant pagan building. And then they go into the world and many of them smoke and drink, including the priests, and sports and entertainment and movies. They're not godly, holy people. They're religious, false, dead people. Quick story. When I was in Wisconsin doing ministry at the Packers game, some of the priests come to that pagan, corrupt game and put the mass on so people don't even have to leave their beer drinking and gluttonous eating and rowdy football watching to do the mass. Yeah, they approve of this stuff. So false gospels, false holidays, false foundation. How about this? They are into all types of occult ways. There's actually a skull chapel, I think it's in Poland, that's ordained by the Roman Catholic Church. It has human skulls all stuck in the walls. It's occult and macabre is what it is. It's profane. They carry around ex-pope's blood. They carry around bones that are supposed to belong to Peter. Satan had designed the Roman Catholic Church system to deceive people. So that's a bunch of evidence for you. The 10 points against their catechism. Go look up that link. Last point. I believe, according to Revelation, that the Roman Catholic Church is the harlot system, the whore system of Babylon. I believe the Protestants and all these other denominations have come out of her, are the daughters of the whore and harlot system. And I believe, why do I believe that? Revelation says she sits on the city of seven hills, that's Rome, says she's drank the blood of the saints. Roman Catholicism has killed over 50 million people, historians say, in the name of God, torturing them to death. Yep. In the Dark Ages, if you didn't go along with the Pope, they killed you and tortured you. Yeah. And so this whole system is built on demonic ways, not God's word, not God's traditions. And so we just lovingly ask you to test your Roman Catholic faith. See that it's not of God. The Pope is a wicked, corrupt man. They've proven that the popes had hidden pedophiles and moved them around. They have massive homosexuality and pedophilia in their systems with their priests that aren't allowed to marry, which is not biblical. The Bible never says that men can't marry. Paul says it's better if you don't, but marry if you burn with lust. So I've given you a whole bunch of quick points. Go look up the links I've placed here that show you why the Roman Catholic Church is not of God. And you can hear right now their bells going off as I'm doing this. We're standing out with gospel signs outside a Roman Catholic church to warn our neighbor in love. People think they can go to these ritual buildings that, by the way, God did away with the building system. I'm looking at a steeple on top of the Roman Catholic Church. You know what that steeple signifies? It's a male phallic symbol. I'm just going to say it. It's a penis. Comes from the Egyptian world. The Pope stole it from Egypt, put him up in the Roman Vatican. It's a phallic symbol on the roof. They rebuilt these pagan temples. I didn't even mention they pray to Mary. They pray to dead saints. None of this is of God. So go test this all out. Look at my links. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. Don'tperish.com. We love you all. Come out. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. Come out of every false way. Come out of false man-made religion. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and in truth. There is no other way. May God be praised.